And now, Be My Guest, introduced by Kenny Everett.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to that part of the program where we ask a famous personality here to quote his or her experiences in the world of world. If they were cast away on a desert island with a certain amount of gramophone records, a sharp needle, and a gramophone, I suppose. And this week's personality is Lulu. So let's have a fanfare, will you? I'm wonderful, thank you. Can you stay with us for another half hour?
I'd love to.
Superb, let's get moving. Lulu's life story coming up. All her experiences in the world, just after this one, from the Beatles, from the film A Hard Day's Help.
We said our goodbye.
Program.
Oh, no, both of us, not just me. Yours and mine, Kenny.
All right, I'll come in every now and then, just to keep you company. Let's now cast your mind back, Lou, because we want to trace your whole life history. So go back to the furthest point you can remember and start from there.
The furthest point? I think music is the furthest point. When I was sort of very young, my parents were mad about Sinatra. And I was sort of brought up to worship him.
Yeah.
Those were the first records I'd ever heard.
That was in Glasgow, wasn't it?
That was in Glasgow, that's right.
What's it like up there? It's freezing cold.
Absolutely.
That's why you came down here.
Well, it's still freezing cold here. I didn't do much better. No, it's lovely, actually, up there. I don't think I could live up there now.
No?
No. I like London. But the thing is, my parents are there, and I've got lots of friends, and it's sort of always been home, really.
You go back there a lot, do you?
Not as often as I'd like to.
No, I don't either. I've been down to my parents in Liverpool about 800 times. I think it's about time they visited us down here.
Absolutely.
But
we'll get on the phone to them.
Yeah, let's.
Come down, Mum and Dad.
Get me Liverpool instantly. Well, the thing is, they think this is the city of sins.
They do, actually, when they live up north.
Yeah.
But it's not, really. It's not.
Okay, let's spin in one of your favorites. What track would you like of his?
Sinatra, I think. Pennies from Heaven.
Funny.
I just happened to have it.
That's right.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showered. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. Heaven for you and me.
Isn't he just wonderful?
Divine, divine.
It's a pity we don't listen to these records when we're playing. Isn't it funny? People think on the other end of the wireless that we're always listening to these things. We're so busy talking.
Yeah,
and
it's disgusting.
Especially when you drop in. Oh, natter, natter, natter.
I don't shut up.
Anyway, listen, Lou.
What?
So, you were born and et cetera, and you grew a little. Then you went to school. Tell us from there.
Ah, that was really a tragedy, that was. Going to school.
Yeah?
Well, I liked it until I was about sort of 12, I think, and I hated it.
Yeah, why?
Well, I was a terrible tomboy, and I thought I knew more than the teachers did. I was disgusting, actually. But anyway, I left. I think we'll leave it like that. I left quickly.
Compulsorily.
When I was 15.
You weren't fired, were you?
Yes, they threw me up. No,
oh, they
I wasn't.
Didn't.
No. I wish they would. It would be nice to sort of say that, but they didn't.
You know, people say in school, mostly the teachers, actually, it's part of their big public relations campaign to get popular. They say,
school days are the happiest days of your life.
You're like, I was glad to get out, really.
Yeah.
Shame, though.
It's probably got better since then, but if you're listening, school kids, it's terrible.
Just corruption.
Wait, just wait till you're 15, then leave, okay? Anyway, on to the next one, folks. If you were cast on a desert island, which is the greatest single in the world that you take with you?
Right now, I think Wild Honey by the Beach Boys.
Funny again?
Thank you.
I agree. Fantastic. Well done. Love picking that one.
Oh, blows my mind. That does. Fantastic.
Big Hey, Christmas is around the corner. Happy Christmas, Lowell. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas. Must be Lulu. Listen, doll.
What?
Thing is, now, we've gone through your school days, short though they were, and fired from them though you were. Now, show business. When did you suddenly decide Glasgow is not for me?
Actually, I didn't decide it. When I was 14, I was singing at the weekends in the discotheque with the Lovers, but we were then called the Glen Eagles. Would you believe that name?
Oh, my goodness.
So, Marion, who is now my manager, came down to Glasgow, came up to Glasgow and saw me there and sort of said, you know, have you ever thought of making records? I said, no. Would you like to? I said, love to. So we came down to London and I went to see a recording company. Got my contract. They gave me a contract. My first record was Shout.
Would you like to hear it? No, we haven't heard it.
Thank goodness. I've heard it enough.
Well, listen, who are the ladies? Which other lady singer would you like to hear?
I think someone who's made a great impression on me in the last, I think, 3 years ago was definitely Nina Simone.
Oh, she's too much, isn't she? And she's
beautiful. Even... She's so on her own. There's no one else like her. Nobody.
What a voice, eh?
Sound. Oh, phrasing, everything.
Let's play her, shall we?
Oh, yes, let's.
Nina! Come in, will you?
The other woman. Finds time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys that scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call, when she's by his side, it's such a change from old routine. But the other woman to sleep. The other woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spare.
Sorry for the other woman.
So do I. Let's shame. Let's cry.
Boo. Boo. Nina Simone, one of the beautiful selections from the album called
Yeah, puppy Liddy
let it all out. One of the millions she'd done. She's too much, isn't she, that?
She's fantastic.
She's too much, that one.
Absolutely.
That's dull. The thing is an interesting question for you, because usually people ask you about your records and films and things, which I'm just about to ask. How about personal relationships as now, as opposed to when you were in Glasgow? I mean, the friends you make now and the way you think now, how does it differ from then?
I think when I lived in Glasgow, I lived in a very small world. And now I live in a much, much bigger world. I've obviously become more worldly in myself.
Mm.
Friends, I had quite a few. But now it's a case of when I meet so many people and you become sort of friendly with them and you want to see them again and you want to make the friendship stronger. Mm. But it's so difficult because you're always running around here, there and everywhere. And you can't, and it's really sort of heartbreaking because I think people are very, very important. I love people.
Mm. You know something I've noticed?
What?
When you're young, you think, grown-ups are diabolical and they're wrong and everything, which I suppose some of them are really. But it's amazing now, thinking back, how little you knew then, how huge the process of growing up is. Mm.
And really, when you are sort of fully grown and are a grown-up mum or dad or something, you have so many more worries, you know, and you worry all the time about these kids who keep sort of arguing with you and telling you off for telling them what to do.
Yeah. I only know one person in the world, and he's a BBC producer, funnily enough, who is completely settled and, you know, happy in the world.
Mm.
Everybody else has got problems and dashing around, even though they may be fixed up financially and all that.
Mm.
He's the only one I know who's serene and happy.
That's nice. Although I think myself, to be serene and happy is beautiful, but I always like to look forward to other things. It sort of keeps me going, sort of dream about other things that could happen to me.
Yeah.
Mm.
I suppose rows and things keep you on your toes, really.
Rows? I don't like rows. They always upset me.
Yeah.
I get nervous in the stomach, get butterflies.
Who wants to be on your toes? I want to relax. Okay, record time. Have you seen the film Un Homme et une Femme?
What a fantastic film.
Oh, let's play a track from it, shall we?
Oh, let's.
Do you remember the samba thing? Do you remember?
Oh, when they were dancing, the two of them dancing together. Oh, great. She wore a fabulous black dress.
Mm. If you folks out there in radio thingamyland, if you haven't seen this film, go and see it.
Must.
Because really, the music doesn't mean as much if you haven't seen it. So if you haven't seen it, switch this program off, go and see the film, and then come back, okay?
Je voudrais voir jusqu'à l'ivresse, pour mieux délirer sur tous ceux que grâce à vous j'ai découvert.
un peu pour être enchanté. Les mains levées au ciel, semble. On m'a dit qu'elle venait de Bahia, qu'elle doit son rythme et sa poésie à des siècles de danse et de douleur. Soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes, blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes, blanche de formes et de rimes. Quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes, blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur.
Great stuff from the film U-O-E-U-E.
He means, what he means, viewers, is a man and a woman.
Yes, that's what I mean. Man and woman. Anyway, we're almost coming to the end, by George, and I haven't played one of my homemade jingles.
Oh, Kenny, you are naughty.
I know. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
You know you're always welcome to tune into the station and grab yourself a tune. We're always standing by to deliver sounds to you all. To be around with a beautiful song is our intention, and we're hardly ever wrong. There's only one good station, it's called the BBC.
Ta-da! I don't get paid for those either, you know.
Disgusting.
It's a dragon.
Absolutely disgusting.
Well, Lul, here we are up to date 68. Almost. It's not far away, is it?
No,
what are you going to buy me for Christmas?
I think I, what you really need is a few records and a record player, Kenny.
Oh, please. I'm stuck here in Broadcasting House 24 hours a day.
Well, it'd be a change, Kenny.
I know, you never get fed up with records, do you?
I don't know.
Funnily enough. Right, now then, you've been to the Beatles' house, haven't
the
you?
The Beatles' house?
John Lennon's house. Tell us what it's like over there.
What it's like? Well, I don't think it's... I don't suppose it's what anyone else imagines, really. It's just a lovely home. And there's a gorgeous little boy called Julian who lives there.
Yeah.
And...
it's fantastically decorated, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Every room is completely different. Sin sort of loves looking for sort of old antiques and... And she's got mixtures of antiques, and John's got all kinds of psychedelic things around, weird things on the walls.
Yeah.
Do you know lovely, though.
I found out that he is. She told me, something or another, told me that he goes around all day with one of those felt pens, drawing all over the walls.
On the walls, yeah. He's got this sort of painting that's half finished, and he covered it up with another painting of the Beatles, you know. He's mad.
Yeah.
But he's lovely, John. He's so nice.
Yeah, he's getting better.
Remember he's getting better all the time.
Better, better, better. Do you remember in the old days when you used to ask him a question? Hey, John, what are you doing? He said, what do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting here talking to you. He's improved.
He's improved. He's so much nicer now.
Yeah, isn't he?
Hello, Lulu. How are you?
Listen, to Sir with Love, your latest film, is doing fantastic things on the back of it. Lousy things on the screen, but...
smash it.
On the back of it. Fantastic. Anyway, the film, the music from this, quite unexpectedly to you, leapt up to the top of the American chart.
Number one, yeah, fantastic.
It took you quite by surprise, didn't it?
Well, when I heard the song, I was really knocked out with the song. The lyrics and the melody were beautiful. And I wanted to do it. I thought, great for a film title. But there's very few film titles that get in the charts and actually reach number one.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, well, this is our last record, Lowell, and we'll come back after it, shall we, in our in our half hour of random gudunjery. But here we go, folks. Lulu's latest offering, number one in the charts in the States a couple of weeks ago, and also from the film So Love. Haven't seen it? Go and see it. Question before you beat it.
What?
Because it takes about 8 hours to get out of this building and all those corridors.
And all the tea machines.
Terrible. Do you ever get nervous? Like, are you nervous now?
No, I'm not nervous.
Have you ever been nervous?
I think the very first time I really got nervous was on the Royal Command. I didn't know what hit me. I suppose it was because the Queen was there. Mm-hmm. You know, I was also knocked out, really. Mm-hmm. And I was really very nervous. I was cold and I didn't eat all day. So I thought, Tom Jones, he doesn't get nervous because he's normally like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, go and see Tom. So I knocked on the door and I went in expecting Tom to sort of make me feel nice and happy and forget my nervousness. Walked in, he's sitting there, his knees were knocking and he didn't know where he was. And so we made each other worse, really.
And everybody else was the same?
Oh, everyone was so nervous, you couldn't believe it.
I bet the Queen was nervous as well.
I bet she was, yeah.
Teacups rattling. Well, that's it, Lou. Where are you going now? Are you going up to the canteen for a cup of tea?
Yeah, let's go for a cup of tea.
Oh, okay. Ciao, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Lulu will be back with her latest record, number one in the charts, so she'll see you then.
Uh-huh.
I'll see you next Sunday. Okay. Ciao.
Thank you very much indeed, Lulu and Kenny Everett. And the programme was produced by John F. Muir. Well, Kenny will be back with a new series starting on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. That's on Radio 1. But don't forget to listen to the last of his...